This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the Monday program, last Monday of the first month of 2010, here with the DJ Veers, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer, Horn, Victoria, Keelan, Kara, Schilden, in her usual spot down in Washington at the Originating Network Radio America. Most people are at least thinking about the passing of Kobe Bryant. It's been almost 24 hours since the helicopter he was in crashed into the side of a mountain in Calabasas. The fog was bad. The question that I had, the first reaction I had to this one, it makes me chuckle now because I was thinking about the people. Yeah, but because I focus on this sort of thing, I guess, in rather a weird retrospective way. Those helicopters, the newer ones, are supposed to have the same instrumentation on them as an airplane would. This would not have, unless the instrumentation wasn't working, you wouldn't, there are all kinds of warning devices and things that you see on a plane.
The helicopter was from 91, so I guess they could have updated the inside, but yeah, it was an old helicopter.
But it can fly. What they were saying is that this helicopter can fly in zero visibility, which is one of the reasons why I guess they were confident enough to take flight yesterday, because it was the marine layer was very thick yesterday, and even LAPD and LA sheriffs, LA County sheriffs, they had all grounded their helicopters
So why did they need to? That wasn't that far from where they were going. Why didn't they just drive there? It was a wonder also that I had. Why did they take it? It's a 10-minute helicopter ride.
It's not. It's a 10-minute. Well, they were going from Orange County. They're going. He lives in Newport Beach. So they left left John Wayne to go to Thousand Oaks. So that's not the quickest
ride. I didn't realize. For some reason, I thought they were closer in than that. So here's what we know.
So if you missed it or if you're just catching up, but Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven others were killed on Sunday. Their helicopter plunged into a hillside in dense fog in Southern California. He was 41 years old, and there has been just a huge outpouring of grief for someone. I equate this to the coverage that it got when Princess Diana died, I think, of at least in my lifetime.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The chopper went down in a place called Calabasas, which is north and west of Los Angeles, about by 30 miles or so from downtown.
Becoming a she-she place to live.
Definitely. Now, he wasn't going to Calabasas. He was going to Thousand Oaks, which is a little further north. That's where his basketball training complex is. That's where he coaches his daughter's team. He was there Saturday coaching. They had a tournament that was coming up on Sunday. Authorities say that 9 people were aboard, and they don't expect that there were any survivors. I don't know how there could be if you saw the images of the wreckage. But they're still identifying a few people. His daughter was really into basketball, and Kobe had said that he had kind of shut down watching basketball after he retired, but his daughter was so interested that he decided to make it his initiative basically to start working with his daughter and to even try to improve women's basketball and to make them even stronger competitors than they already were. So he said he watched a lot of basketball with her. He got back into the game because of his daughter. Now, there were other people aboard. One of them was a girls' basketball coach. She was named Christina Mauser. She worked at a private school in Orange County. She was killed. Her husband, Matt, wrote that he was devastated. His kids and he were devastated for losing their beautiful wife and mom today. Also killed, along with Kobe and his daughter, were college baseball coach, very well known around here, John Altobelli. His daughter, Alyssa, also was 13, and his wife, Carrie, were all on board. That entire family lost their life. And there are a few others who need to be identified, and so they haven't been at this point. The New York Post is reporting this morning that they were given that, I guess, the air traffic controller said, hey, you're flying too low, because they were flying at 800 feet. And so they said, you need
the mountains. What the hell are they doing at that?
So they were flying along the 118 at that altitude, and then they veered down towards the 101, Doug, to put that in perspective. Right. And then what they didn't take into account is that they were nearing the mountains, the Santa Monica Mountains, so they quickly elevated up to, they tried to get to 2,000 feet, but they hit the mountain at 1,700 feet. So it's unclear whether or not this was weather. Some people are even speculating that this could have been a bird or a drone strike because they were flying so low. And if that was the case, that would be consistent with the people on the ground who heard sputtering and they heard a not normal sound coming from that helicopter before it crashed. So, again, there's more investigation going on. I think we're very quick to blame the weather because it was so foggy, but that may have only been just a piece of the problem.
That's interesting because as I was listening to radio driving around yesterday, that was something that came up, and I'm thinking, okay, it wouldn't have sputtered if it was crashed directly into the mountain. It would just been
just crash,
regular
right.
noise, and then it would stop. You'd hear the crash and the explosion. But if it was sputtering, that would indicate that it might have hit something or something hit it. That's an interesting
thing. Drones are a real issue right now, especially in
over
L.A.
Down there
with, with the suburbs, people have these toys, and they take them out on the weekend, and if they're probably not expecting a helicopter at 700 or 800 feet. And so that could have been an issue. Birds are always, obviously, a consideration as well.
Well, that whole area down there, you get out into the that sort of northern, eastern part up the 101, Calabasas, which was 20 years ago when I first started coming here in the 90s, you wouldn't you wouldn't find a house anywhere, and now they're all over the place, and they've built it's become kind of
the Kardashians live there, so of course it's a big deal.
Yeah, right. And then there's Westlake Village up a little bit there, all that stuff. Anyway, the passing of Kobe Bryant has a lot of people talking not only about him but about the circumstances and what happens. Is it a distraction from things like the impeachment trial? You get down to practicalities.
Okay, that's almost all but disappeared from the headlines over the weekend. But that's back in business today. They start up the president's defense team gave 2 hours of opening statements on Saturday, and they continue today. They can go into tomorrow as well. They've got 22 hours left. They've only used 2 hours. So no one expects them to take the full amount of time, but if they do, they could go into
tomorrow. Something about Bolton's book and some notes I noticed that he may or may not. Is that something that everybody knew or didn't know? I hadn't seen this before, that he had notes that directly...
Well, there was a leak, and no one's actually seen exactly what the caption is, but New York Times this weekend got information from his book that's supposed to come out, and they leaked pieces of it, saying that Trump did know about the hold on aid from Ukraine and directed it. I don't know what to tell you because the New York Times has said a lot of things before that haven't really played out to be as dramatic as the headline.
Yeah.
I think we still have to wait and see. Certainly John Bolton's trying to sell books, so of course he'd want to...
Is that book out?
I think it's coming out soon. It's not out yet.
So is Dershowitz on Trump's team or not? I'm trying to figure this out. Yes. Every time I turn around, there's some other note about him and what he was really into or up to. I remember
he's not arguing to defend the president or defend the situation. He's talking about the constitutional precedents of impeachment in this particular case. And so he is part of the defense team, but he's not going to be up there arguing directly for it. And we actually might see him today. I think he might be up on the docket today about why constitutionally this would be bad for the country and what the framers intended.
In my experience with him, I started out as a host in Boston, and he was on my program a couple of times, mostly when I wanted to. If I wanted to start an argument, you could easily start it with Alan Dershowitz. He was kind of like some of the other, kind of like Ralph Nader. If you wanted to have an argumentative moment or two on your program, you get those guys on and kind of just let them go. I never was a fan of Alan Dershowitz. I wasn't then, and I'm not now. He always sort of came across as this liberal icon. He was, for the benefit of his college classes, it seemed that that was the road he was supposed to travel. But he backed Nixon. He was either on the OJ defense team,
was on the team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
He consulted, and he was against impeachment with Clinton as well.
Yeah, and he worked as a lawyer for Jeffrey Epstein.
Right,
and so,
that's true.
Anyway, he one wonders about him.
Well, the rumor is that Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of goods on Dershowitz, and that's why Dershowitz was the one who organized that deal down in Florida from 2008 or whatever it was. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for Dershowitz.
No, well, that's why that was kind of my point with him. He just was a showboat. That's what I remember having him in the studio. He was just kind of a showboat.
But he is smart, regardless. Whether he uses that for good or evil, he's a smart guy.
So the negotiations with Iran, the president has not lifted the sanctions. The Iranians said, "Okay, we'll talk to you about fixing the problem, but first you gotta lift the sanctions." And Trump says nothing doing. So what is this going to ever move? They said, although the foreign minister says they would never rule out the possibility of negotiations, and they say for us it doesn't make any difference who's sitting in the White House. Of course it does. they may be trying to make some points here. Is that what they're really kind of doing? What are the Iranians trying to gain? Obviously, they want to have their countries hurting because
they want money. They want money, and they want less oversight.
Yeah. So is this something that is going to get fixed? Is there really some behind-the-scenes conversation between Mike Pompeo and his counterpart in Iran to get the talks going?
I hope
again,
so. I mean, look, I always want them to talk. I always want them to talk. But I don't think that we should. I wouldn't support removing sanctions at this point. No way.
No, not a good idea. All right, 18 after the hour on the DJV program. If you have credit card bills up the wazooie, if they are stressing you out, these credit card bills, please call the credit card debt hotline at 800-560-6760. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Learn how you can reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. There are a lot of these companies, a few of them that you hear advertising nationally, but these people really get the job done. So find out for yourself, 800-560-6760. It's the credit card debt hotline. Name sort of speaks for itself, don't you think? Reduce your payments. That's your bottom line. Free advice at 800-560-6760.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Don't miss out on the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Hurry up and get your square at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up on the ink and toner you need and save at Staples.
Because right now, when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner, you receive 25% back in Staples rewards.
25% back in rewards. A nice way to start the new year.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2-1-20. See store or staples.com/25 in rewards for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sound, Victoria, isn't it? I find
the
this
Grateful
sweet.
Dead.
Yeah, well,
sounds like the Dead to me.
Well, but it didn't sound like the typical Dead. I think, in a manner of speaking, some of the stuff they did was a little less festive, if you will, and more to the core.
Well, I do try to pick the more upbeat ones and not the ones where they're just jamming
That's
2 hours.
All right, so we have the Lockin Festival, which may have to adopt the name Leshen now that the lineup has been released. The annual festival at the Infinity Downs and Oak Ridge Farm at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Arrington, Virginia, moving from August up to June. And they're doing that to honor Phil Lesh's 80th birthday with 3 nights and 6 headlining sets. Lesh from the Dead. This is scheduled for June 19th, 20th, and 21st. Lockin, headlined by an all-star musical cast, performing as the Phil Lesh Quintet, both on Friday and Saturday night. Feature longtime Allman Brothers Band guitarist Warren Haynes, Widespread Panic's Jimmy Herring, Dark Star Orchestra keyboardist Rob Baracco, and longtime Lesh collaborator John Molo. David Crosby, now this sounds like a fit, is going to join the Phil Lesh Quintet on Saturday. On Sunday, Lockin will close out with a headlining set from Lesh, John Mayer, and Joe Russo's Almost Dead. The stack lineup also includes sets by Grammy winner Brandi Carlile, Leon Bridges, as well as performances from the Chain Gang, featuring Devin Allman, Dwayne Betts, Barry Oakley Jr. performing Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Also on the lineup are Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, O'Teal and Friends, David Crosby, Goose, Yola, Mike Gordon, Railroad Earth, and more. Special Steal Your Thursday add-on will be available for $30, allowing attendees to kick off their festival weekend on June 18th with performances by Dark Star Orchestra, the Marcus King Band, along with the Jerry Dance Party. I would think that would be the night they rehearse, too. You'd probably get on the rehearsals, too, you think? On that night? some of it?
Dark Star Orchestra, they play so many shows, I don't think they need any rehearsing, no.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about these other guys rehearsing for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Would there be possibility of seeing some of them maybe going through things on the Thursday night?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who are still into the Dead, they'll want to milk this from Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Make a week out of it. 3-day passes priced at $239 with a super easy payment plan. Offers you a chance to purchase the tickets for as low as $19.99 down, followed by more payment installments, so that lessens the cost. That sounds like a pretty practical way to get more people in, right?
Yep.
Make it easier?
That absolutely. And pretty much every online shopping site has a version of that, of an installment plan now.
Oh, do they?
It's very popular, yeah.
Really?
So I'm not surprised that it's extended to concert tickets, which are expensive.
Yeah, sure they are. On-site lodging options have, the tents and RVs, tour buses. You can add those onto the festival pass price. For more info, go to lockinfestival.com. Lockin, L-O-C-K-N. Festival, all one word, lockinfestival.com. So, big night for the big rockers. Here's some news from the Go-Go Camp. They're going to return to touring in support of an upcoming Showtime documentary on the Go-Go's. They have been on retirement, but not for long, right? The shows take place in theaters and more intimate venues starting in June, the 25th of June in San Diego, and pretty much up the coast mid-July in Costa Mesa, California, is where they'll end. Tickets for most of the shows will go on sale later this week. Release date for the documentary, simply titled The Go-Go's, has yet to be announced. So where is that going to play?
Showtime.
Is that on Netflix? Oh, Showtime.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this something you'd be excited about? Do you like the
Go-Go's? Yeah, I would watch it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Go-Go's fan, but yeah, I would definitely watch it. They were pretty groundbreaking for a girl group. You know, there was a lot of stuff that they accomplished that no one else has really done since.
They had a farewell tour in 2016. Belinda Carlisle reflected on the Go-Go's history in an interview with Rolling Stone. She was flummoxed at the time by the notion that the band was the only all-female group to top the Billboard chart with songs its members had written themselves. She said, "I don't understand why there aren't more. You'd think after the Go-Go's, you'd have a lot more. But at the time, we didn't really look at things in terms of gender. We were just a band." Which is probably a smart way of looking at it, although there weren't a lot of good female rock bands around. There still aren't. I don't know, in my mind. Are there? Am I missing something here?
There are a few, but like she said, none of them have topped the Billboard charts by writing their own songs.
29 after the hour.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands of Kobe Bryant fans have been gathered all night outside the Staples Center at news of the Lakers legend's death in a helicopter crash on Sunday.
He meant so much to the city of LA as a player, as a father, as a businessman, and as a mentor. There will never be nobody else like Kobe, ever.
The FBI, National Transportation Safety Board, and local law enforcement are all investigating the chopper crash that also killed 8 other people, including Kobe Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. The helicopter went down Sunday morning about 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes today. The Trump legal team will continue their opening statements that they began back during a brief two-hour session on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the Monday, January 27th version of the DJV program with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen are all lined up. I'm going to talk about diapers in a matter of moments. That'll keep everybody listening, right? Don't you think that's the kind of a tease? People want to know what my sense is of the diaper situation around
the world. We're talking about baby diapers or adult diapers?
No, yeah. This is baby. Because no, this is
depends.
An initiative.
One of those I might not want to know about.
Baby diapers. No, I don't even want to know about the other. Thank you, Victoria, Kara. So, the Grammys last night, moment of silence at the beginning for Kobe Bryant, and then getting it. I did not see the show. It really didn't. I was sorry I missed the SAG show last week. I wasn't sorry I missed the Grammys because it's just not my thing.
But ladies, you probably watched it. What'd you take away?
Mm-hmm. I think the big takeaway was that Alicia Keys did a phenomenal job once again hosting. She handled it. You know, it's such a difficult thing to walk out onto the stage at the Staples Center.
You
know, it's,
which was
to
Kobe's
be there,
home in a sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be in that room, the people in the audience, lots and lots of tears just streaming down people's faces. I think that she did a phenomenal job of, you know, of paying tribute and then trying to bring everybody's spirits up a bit. And I thought, you know, once again, she's a brilliant performer. She's just so, I just find her so likable, and I just really admire her and respect her so much.
How old
and I think
is she?
That, I don't know. Alicia's 30-something? I don't know.
Yeah, she's been in the business since
she's been in the business forever. She was really young when she started. So if you said she was 40 something, I'd believe it because I know she's not. But because she's been around for so long,
she's 39, so she's 39. Pretty close to it.
Okay,
yeah.
So
right.
she just, I think across the board got rave reviews for how she handled everything and she set the tone. She set the tone for the show, which was nice.
Good.
The big the biggest story of the night in terms of winning Grammys was Billie Eilish. She made history last night. She became just the second artist in Grammy history, also the first woman, to take home the big four awards. She won Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and she also won Best New Artist. The last time that happened was 39 years ago. Christopher Cross swept all four categories. Mm-hmm. That's the last time that's happened. So that was a really big night for Billie Eilish. She's only 18.
Well, that was the point I was going to make. Yeah.
She's the second youngest Best New Artist. Leanne Rimes still holds the record. She was 14 when she won Best New Artist. Yeah.
So you guys have made me aware of her. I was not aware of her at all until we started talking about her here on this program and the things that she's been doing the last couple of years. And I thought she was much older until you told me she was 18, given what you'd said about her
accomplishment. Well, she just turned 18. She started at like 15.
And I think I equated her to what I remember us talking about Taylor Swift. When she got started, she seemed like quite a prodigy. Is that an equivalency that makes sense? Is that
Taylor Swift held the record for being the youngest Album of the Year winner until Billie Eilish last night. Taylor was 20 when she won that Grammy for her album Fearless. So, Taylor Swift definitely, I think. And then Lorde is the other youngest one. She was 17 when she won Song of the Year.
So, can we go back to Billie Eilish for a second? What do we know about her background? What is there in her life that has given her the experience to be as good as she is? What's her life been like?
Comes from a musical family, and she her older brother Phineas has really put himself on the map. He's a brilliant producer. He's co-written all of the songs with her. He's now producing other people. He's really in demand, and he was up for, I don't know if he, the engineering and technical awards, they didn't air on the telecast, so I'm not sure if he did win his own Grammys, but he was nominated too. So they have a really wonderful relationship, and he was there accepting all the awards with her last night. It was really sweet.
Nice.
I think some of the other highlights. Usher did a really solid job doing a Prince tribute. That was actually kind of a fun moment for me. The most emotional moment of the night, which I did not see coming, was, and I don't know, Cara, if you saw this, Camila Cabello has a new song called First Man, and her dad was in the audience, and basically it's a song about she's found a boyfriend, but she's singing to her dad, but you were the first man to ever love me. And her
sweet
dad,
man,
was,
he was in the front row.
He was in the front row.
Walked down.
I was crying watching it. He had tears streaming down his face. It was such an emotional moment and a really beautiful song too.
Yeah.
I thought that she just pulled that
off.
Yeah,
nothing makes me cry like seeing a dad cry, because
I know.
You don't see them cry very often. And then he was obviously very proud of her. So
yeah,
that was very sweet.
And anyone who's close, if you're a daughter and you're close with your dad, like that really just just struck a chord. So it was a really beautiful moment. Tanya Tucker had a good moment too. She sang "Bring Me My Flowers," you know, the song that she's got out right now with Brandi Carlile. That was kind of an interesting return for her. She hadn't been on the Grammy stage in a long time, so that was a big moment. Aerosmith met up again with Run-DMC, and they didn't. I mean, Aerosmith, I don't think they sounded that great, but it was fun to see Run-DMC on stage again. And then they did for me one of the, and it was too short, but Smokey Robinson singing a cappella with Little Big Town was such a great moment. They sang "My Girl," and
they
harmonized so well together.
That would have
Smokey
been a good
does not
day.
Age. Smokey doesn't age. He looked incredible. He sounds incredible. It was a good moment.
Smokey. Yeah.
Oh my God, he looks like he's 60.
Yeah.
Like you would, I would never know that.
I would say the moment that really got me was the Demi Lovato performance. This is her first time performing in what, I guess a year or so, since her drug overdose, and it was just her alone on stage with a piano, and I guess it was the song that she had written like 4 days before her overdose, and I just was sitting there thinking, I wish someone had heard this song, because it was so obviously a cry for help, and she was just singing like, you know, why, what is the point of even singing or praying? No one's listening to me. No one's hearing me. And I was just like, wow, this is obviously something that was straight from her heart. And I don't know if she's better now. I don't know how much help she's getting, but it was, yeah, I don't know. It was very raw and honest, and that kind of got to me. So,
good. So it sounds like there were some good moments. And then for those who watched it, the takeaway, obviously clouded, as you said, somewhat by the Kobe Bryant circumstance. But then, you know, you get on and you do it. Music is so emotional. I told you that movie that I saw about the going into wide release this weekend, about the fellow who, after 30-some-odd years of the members of his troop trying to get him the Congressional Medal of Honor, he finally got it. Just the last 15-20 minutes, I was just crying. And that's good. When music or movies or television or some sort of what we call entertainment in the broadest sense gets you to engage yourself that much so your emotions are out so you can wear them, it's usually a pretty healthy thing.
Well, that was the whole Alicia Keys thing that she started with, was just saying, like, remember that music is the one thing that unites all of us and that all of us love. And I don't know, I thought she did an amazing job of really kind of making a lighter atmosphere and making everyone appreciate what they have. It was...
All right, moving to Earthquake Zone to change the tone a little bit here. Three major earthquakes over the weekend, starting in Puerto Rico. Yet another one down there, Victoria. Good God.
Yeah, I know. It's just Puerto Rico just can't catch a break. And so on Friday they had another earthquake. This is in the hundreds now since December, and this is a 5.0 magnitude, and it was along the southern coast and in Guyana, and it was at a shallow depth, which made people feel
shake
extra,
a little bit more.
Yeah, and that the infrastructure just, you know, couldn't really withhold any more damage. And people, 350 people are now being evacuated from their homes. They have to go back into a school for the second time because of structural damage to, and then heavy rains flooded the earthquake shelter. And so the people, and that's, I mean, that was just, and that's hundreds of residents who had to leave the earthquake shelter. They had nowhere to go. That gets flooded with all the heavy rains and mudslides, and then now they have to go back into a school. Meanwhile, school's canceled. School is not running for a lot of kids, and it's setting them further and further back.
They don't have any money anyway down there because the government has run it so badly. So where do they come up with funds to rebuild?
There are emergency funds that have been signed off on from, you know, the U.S. government, but it's a mess. It's very sad, and you just see it's houses just crumbling. People are too afraid. They're sleeping on their front lawns. They're too afraid to go inside the house because they don't know if the walls are going to fall in, if the roof will give in. It's really just tragic situation.
Turkey, what's going on? What happened? Another earthquake there.
They had a 6.8, I think, in Turkey. That was 38 people so far have been declared dead, and I'm sure once they, you know, dig through the rubble, I'm sure, unfortunately, they'll probably find more people. But Yeah, that's another one. And then in Vancouver, the third one, Vancouver Island, not a place that you ever really think of in just Canada in general in terms of earthquakes. But this is, of course, now kind of on the map in terms of how people are paying attention to Vancouver Island because it's where Prince Harry and Meghan Markle now live. And mm-hmm. so that's where they've been staying since, I think, early December. And Prince Harry just got to the island last Tuesday after wrapping up some royal business, and so he went and joined Meghan and their baby and their dogs. And so this is a 4.5 magnitude quake that hit on Friday. And apparently a lot of people felt the tremors 150 miles away. So this was something that really had people shaken up. And they had the tremors ranged from 3.6 up to 6.0. 6.0 is, that's to me, that's not a tremor. That's an actual earthquake.
Yeah, that's an earthquake. Why did they choose this area, Vancouver? Why did they want to go there?
It's a beautiful area,
but I just wondered why that versus...
I was sort of surprised as well, because she lived in Toronto when she filmed
Suits. Off the beaten path, yeah. Vancouver's on the west coast.
Yeah, so she lived in Toronto for a long time, for 7 years, while she filmed Suits. I thought that would have been sort of a natural place for them to settle. They're renting this house, or they're staying as guests in this house, so I don't know that they're going to end up permanently on Vancouver Island, but if you think about it, you know, now that they're going to be regular people, big air quotes on that, but now that they're going to try to be regular people, Meghan Markle may want to do some more acting or voice work or whatever, and Vancouver is the hub. It's like
a
new Hollywood.
Yeah,
so maybe it's designed by design for her to have a resurgence of her career, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vancouver has become, because almost of necessity, there are 500 TV shows currently in production.
Yeah.
Can't do them all here in Los Angeles.
And they're actually moving over to Ontario and Toronto. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's being filmed there, too. Yeah. They're moving away from Vancouver because it's overcrowded.
Yep, 46 after the hour. How does Calitrin work? That's a question I get from people who might be following us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. Well, it's pretty simple. As I talk about how to lose weight and keep it off, I try to get onto that bandwagon. I remember for Thanksgiving we were talking about being defensive. Get on it now because you know you're going to gain some weight. Some people did, some people didn't. But if you're now honestly interested in weight loss, you want to lose the weight, you want to keep it off, this is the product that will answer your questions. And the question is, how does it work? Pretty simple. Take 4 capsules before you go to bed at night, and it does its work, with its main ingredient being collagen protein and aloe vera. This promotes healthy lean muscle mass, weight loss, pushes the fat out. And so here you go. It's a very, just so simple and straightforward. Calitrin.com. Get the ingredients, get the essence, get the support, and get the results that you want. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, get discounts on every bottle, $10 off every bottle. If you purchase more than 3, you get the 4th bottle free. That's at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight, keep it off, guaranteed, and the code you use for the best deal is DJV.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Right, so there's a special thing going on through the month of February called Cover Every Little Bottom. It's kind of it's an acknowledgement that there are a lot of needs, and so schools and churches and social groups are holding diaper collection drives. If you see it in your area, why don't you donate? Go buy a box and donate them, because you'd be amazed at how some of the babies that come from families that are in trouble don't have diapers. So look for it. Cover every little bottom. Look for that campaign. 10 before the hour here.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Perspective on the stuff that I identify with. I don't know your mother, but I'm eager to meet her. She's up on all this stuff. Was she a fan of Vernon Shirley?
You know, I don't know, honestly. I don't know. Really? I've never seen the show, so. I don't know.
Good fun. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with Movie Moments, and we were playing the theme from Laverne and Shirley. There was never a movie, there was never even a suggestion of a movie after that show went off the air, Chucker, was there?
No, there was not. Actually, Laverne and Shirley premiered on ABC, this date in TV history, January 27, 1976, went on to air until May 10, 1983, and its third season became the highest rated program on television. It was a spinoff of Happy Days, which is also very, very successful at the time. You know, I didn't realize this looking at some back notes. So Happy Days actually had 5 spinoff shows. One was Laverne and Shirley. Mork and Mindy, also very successful. And it had some clunkers. Joni Loves Chachi ran for, I think, a season and a half. Yeah. And then there was a show called Blansky's Beauties, ran for less than a season. And then Out of the Blue, less than a season. I don't remember that one. And then they did an animated Saturday morning cartoon called Fonzie and the Happy Days Gang.
Silly stuff. I noticed, speaking of television, before we get to the movie results from the weekend, Adam Driver put on his Kylo Ren costume on SNL. Did you watch that?
They brought back that skit that he did last year of Undercover Boss, where he's Kylo Ren, but he's undercover, and everyone knows it's Kylo Ren. So this time he was an intern named Randy. It was very funny.
Was funny. Was it good? He was promoting Marriage, that Marriage movie. Is that what he was doing?
Marriage Story.
Good movie if you get a chance to see it. Chaka, what did you see over the weekend?
I went to see Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. I thought, you know, it's interesting because it's a very methodically paced movie. It is a studio film, and usually studio films are a little quicker paced. Having said that, I thought it was very absorbing and quite powerful, actually.
It is.
And I
wound up liking it. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I went to see Gentlemen. Did you see that last Thursday, or you haven't seen that yet?
No. What do you think?
I won't give it away. Well, a friend of mine, I think I said this on the air, I didn't want to go see it because I thought the trailer didn't do it, well, it didn't make me want to go see it, even though it's got a great cast. But this person said it was very good acting, and it wasn't as violent as you think it is going to be from the trailer. So here's this fabulous cast, Matthew McConaughey, Michelle Dockery, Colin Farrell, Hugh Grant. And it is a very well-told story. You'll have fun in it. It's good. It's a good movie. Because Last Full Measure is out wide this weekend, but it's here in Los Angeles now. I saw that. Collection of must-see movies. This has a huge cast. Ed Harris, Samuel L. Jackson, Bradley Whitford, Christopher Plummer, William Hurt, Peter Fonda, Linus Roach, and Michael Imperioli. And it is a story that is so compelling, Chuck.
Let me ask you a question. The lead in that movie is Sebastian Stan, who played the character of Bucky in the Marvel Captain America movies. Is he good?
He is. I didn't recognize him. He's one that I don't know because I don't go to see a lot of those movies. But he held up his end well. He was very unlikable at the beginning of the movie, and then you really like him at the end of the movie. The lady that plays his wife is lovely. There's some powerful performances in here from Sam Jackson, Ed Harris, and Bradley Whitford. I thought they were in Peter Fonda's last movie.
Was dedicated. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
When you see what happens, it'd be interesting to see what kind of play it gets this weekend. All right, so what do the box office totals look like from this past weekend?
Bad Boys for Life, number one, second straight weekend, $34 million, $120 million in 10 days of release of World War One, a movie, 1917, which is now the odds-on favorite to win the Oscar for Best Pictures. It snagged a Producers Guild Award, 15.8, $104 million and going very strong. Doolittle placed third, 12.5, 44% drop-off. Week to week, which is not a disaster, $45 million in 10 days. The Gentleman, number 4, $11 million, and Jumanji, number 5.
You surprised The Gentleman didn't do better?
That's right on with tracking. These movies, they're much tougher. Unless they're massive popcorn movies, they're tougher sells, Doug. They really are.
It's a movie worth seeing, though. I would say that for it. All right, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, Movie Man, on the DJV program at 50.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.